Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think we should run. Let's run.
Let's run.
I said that in a vaguely comedy way, but of course I don't know where you're at with your running. Well, he's back, guys. He's back.
I'm back. I had a visitation from the old Bill Gates' plandemic a few weeks ago. The China virus.
Hit me
pretty. It's weird. I was surprised, actually.
Because you've had it before, right?
Yeah, I had it before, very mildly, January 2021.
Yeah.
And this was fairly mild. I mean, I was in bed for like 2 mornings.
Yeah.
But it was just a little bit resistant in a kind of chesty way.
Yeah.
Sort of chesty cough's been a little bit resilient. So I felt a bit weak, so I haven't done any running really for 3 weeks. I did like 2 miles on Sunday.
Yeah, and how did that feel? Did you feel like
it was fine? I mean, on the way back, I was sort of racing people. but that's just utter stupidity.
Yeah. But it's difficult, isn't it? Because of course, when we run, there's different things in terms of our fitness, mental fitness to run, our physical fitness to run. And they can be quite at odds with each other at times.
Yeah, but said that, I had to slow down at the end because my chest felt heavy. It just felt heavy. So I'm got to take it really, really softly, gently.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. But of course, you really miss it as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So you get a little bit down.
A bit lost in your days.
Yes. And how about you? Have you been...
Well, I've been running on.
Yeah, of course.
It's been good, but how's it going to... For
the RTTS.
RTTS and...
Well, the RTTS has got to be... It's got to be in question. I was thinking about it the other day. I think I might be better off just solidly trying to commit to the Yorkshire Marathon.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just having it as like... Because obviously I could kind of... race back to something and kind of walk, run the race to the stones, but it might be a bit destructive.
Yeah, and also from your point of view, it'd just be a bit of a shame not to. The point of doing it is to do it well,
to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm just nowhere near anything at the moment.
Yeah, I was also daydreaming. I was going to say, if you can't do it, I know you've got a place and everything. I was going to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was quite tempted to do it in your stead. But I've got to. I've got gigs in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And in other news, it's becoming pretty much impossible to make a living as a comedian. So that's.
I've been feeling that. I mean, we'll talk about.
I'm going to Edinburgh this weekend.
We'll talk about things.
It's a really nice gig. It pays proper money.
Yeah.
Which means they've actually even slightly increased their wages in the last 20 years.
Really?
And they put you up.
Yeah.
But I went to buy a train ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
And it costs as much money as I would earn.
Well, I got offered a gig yesterday in Glasgow. This is great. This is real stand-up chat, isn't it?
Yeah, but let's do it. Dig in.
Well, I got offered the gig to compare 2 nights at Glasgow Glee because there was a gap in my diary in June for reasons that we'll talk about. And 420 quid for both gigs.
Yeah.
So 210 each.
Yeah.
You lose 42 straight away.
Yeah.
Because of agents' fees.
Yeah. See, I luckily escape that, yeah, not having an agent, but it also means I escape pretty much 90% of all job opportunities.
Winning!
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Luckily.
Choo-choo! And then, of course, you know, travel's at least 150 quid.
Much more than that right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, to Glasgow, it's like... I mean, on the train, it was like, you know, about 200 at least.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just well, no this point. I might as well stay at home and just go get drunk with the wine.
I went to book it up.
Yeah.
And the cheapest return ticket I could get to Edinburgh was £330.
Yeah. That's not feasible, is it?
It's not feasible. You can't live this
life.
Well,
you end up paying to gig, which some comics do.
Of course.
But they don't tend to have kids, you know.
Yeah, if you're getting into the politics of it, it is the forcing of the arts across to the point where it's a hobbyist thing, where you can't make a living doing creative jobs.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a terrible thing for society, which is particularly bad for middle-aged guys with families who try and make a living doing creative jobs.
Yeah. I mean, you can take planes, but that's pretty expensive as well.
Yeah.
So it's it just means you're not going to gig in Scotland much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
No, that's right. I mean, I'm going back to the stands. If you're listening this week in Scotland, I'll be at Stand Edinburgh, Portobello Park Run. I've been there for years. I'm really looking forward to it. And the weekend of your Race to the Stones, I'll be at the stand in Glasgow.
Right.
And again, fantastic. I love Glasgow. But
and if anyone wants to just give you some money.
Oh, yeah, if you want to come.
Gratefully receive.
Hand it over.
Well, what I've started doing now is moaning about the wages during the gig.
Great.
So I've got...
Well, that's really... That seems like the most logical way to deal with it.
So I rarely get...
So the audience really take the brunt.
Well, no, I rarely get...
booked back.
Well, no, I'm not... Well, of course, I rarely get booked by 99 in London.
Yeah.
Who pay appallingly anyway.
Yeah.
And I got one this weekend, a late one. And I'm having fun at the gig and having a laugh. And then I just mentioned it that... You know, that's what I said, there's not much money in this gig. People loved it. They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
And it's like...
Well,
you know,
it's truth, it's honesty, isn't it? You're
it's
sharing.
Truth, it's honesty. So I've been doing it 30 years. It's like, the money for this is... It's barely half a weekly shop and a supermarket brand weekly shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like...
Even with your club card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they thought it was hilarious. I was all right. But obviously, they don't realise that, A, that's true... And B, this moment of hilarity and truth means I'll never get booked again. it's like watching a man self-immolate in real time, yeah, you know. Yeah. But it's just like, I've just fucking had enough with it. Sorry, pardon my French.
Wow.
Just no wedge, you know.
I can tell you're upset.
Well, no, I mean...
Have you forgotten that we try and keep a clean mouth?
No, you're right.
Podcast?
No, you're right.
Took a couple of weeks off. COVID comeback seems to be swearing indiscriminately. Possibly a symptom. Something to do with chemtrails.
But it was... But it was like... I'm not being...
Funny or nothing.
No, I'm not being braggadocious, but I was by far the best comic on the bill.
Yeah.
As I should be. I've been doing it 30
years. Well, you said that amateur thing, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And also, well, this is a funny thing, isn't it? Because, you know, it's true that one can... we've seen comedians get past their best.
Yeah.
But, you know, the culture, the excitement. Gigging in London, all the audience are very young.
Yeah, it's good fun.
But comedy is a... It's a bit like being a journalist. You can't help but... But time makes you better at it.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're working all the time,
yeah,
and you're engaged with it,
yeah,
there's no way to match that experience. Eh?
So yeah, so
great, we got to that.
So yeah, having fun, destroy my career on stage in real time.
Don't worry though,
at a venue near you.
If you can just stay healthy and fit. Running Comedy is going global this year. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, it's going massive.
Yeah, it's going to be freaking immense.
Absolutely massive.
Although we won't be able to afford to make those international gigs.
Well, I've also...
We'll be sending someone in our stead.
Yeah. Well, I've also managed to kibosh myself with the McIntyre relationship, which is arguably an act of self-sabotage or self... liberation, however way you want to call it. I mean, I'm not doing the...
Hey,
I'm not doing the gigs abroad with him.
I watched a really excellent episode of Ted Lasso last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to plot spoil, but it was all about being strong enough to make the big decisions. And
yeah, yeah.
Even things that seem counterintuitive.
Yes.
If you want to affect change,
yes, yeah,
you've
yeah,
got
yeah.
to jump boldly into the other.
Into an unknown future. I mean, yeah. I mean, the headlines are... I really like him. We've worked together for years and years. I was getting a little bit tired with the whole thing.
Yeah.
He noticed. We had a meeting. We agreed that I should go to Australia in a couple of weeks.
You took your tops off, oiled up, yeah, wrestled.
Yeah, yeah. There was a bit of that.
Yeah.
We agreed that I should do Australia in a couple of weeks and then have a reading from that. And then I don't know if you had it when you walk away from a meeting and you think, it's just over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just this is just
oh,
over.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just over now. So I emailed him and it's quite upsetting actually because we've been so close for so long.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But it just had to happen.
It doesn't matter. It's a good thing, a bad thing. It's just an ending, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is.
We've talked about this. I have my first agent who I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
And he was my agent in comedy for, I think, 10 years.
Yeah.
And before that, he was an old friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Part of the reason I got into comedy in the first place.
Yeah.
Very powerful man, very important agent. And but in the end, the agency didn't do it for me, and I had to let them go.
Yeah.
It was like, it's the closest thing I've never really broken up with anyone relationship-wise. No,
that's exactly...
It's the closest thing to like a divorce in my life.
That's exactly how it felt. We're in a cafe in Crouch End, and he's there literally with his head in his jumper, like pull the thing over his head. Oh. And I'm sat there looking off into the mid-distance, and it's like, you know, if Woody Allen would have been there, he'd have said this relationship is like a dead shark, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that moment, yep. So... But, you know...
But you still need the eggs.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got a multi-millionaire...
I mean, there are people who don't know what we're talking
yeah.
about.
You've got a multi-millionaire wants to give you loads of money to support him.
Yeah.
You know, it's
but that's when you know, isn't
it's
it?
Not, it's kind
no,
of...
seriously, I... Well, yeah.
The next week you're moaning on stage about no wedge.
I was going to say, people who want to know more about this story, I'm sure Michael will be telling it hilariously by the end of the year.
Yeah, 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 I'm sure. I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll have some sort of relationship going forward, but it won't be the same.
And my old agent, I bumped into him at the Edinburgh Festival, and we had a coffee, and first we had a phone call at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the next Edinburgh Festival, we saw each other, and it was, you know, we missed each other and had a good catch-up. And then, long story short, for technical reasons, he genuinely ended up sleeping over.
Right.
So
well, that's nice.
It was a lot like a breakup.
But these are
but it wasn't like that. But you know, it really was like that.
But these relationships sort of they arise in relation to the business of show, don't they?
Yeah. So
you know me, I've known Michael closely for like 15, 20 years. And if we're gonna have an ongoing relationship, it's gonna be different and it might not happen.
Yeah,
because it exists in and of itself around the business.
I'm reading Alan Rickman's diaries at the moment. And the reason I mention it is because he's just such an actor in all that we know of that life, you know?
Yeah.
On the one hand, he's so committed to the process and really believes in it.
Yeah.
Acting is his faith, really. But on the other hand, such a... You know, that drama of being in it with everyone and like you say, the personal relationships blurring into the professional and creative relationships. You can't avoid it. It just is the way it is.
Well, it is emotional, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Michael, you know, I was helping him with his stand-up, which is, you know, one of the best parts of his personality, how he expresses himself in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredibly successful. And that is an emotional thing. Do you know? It just is, you know.
It's him.
But I'm enjoying my gigs more than I have for years. I'm having real fun with them.
Yeah, you're having real fun moaning at them. About
moaning in them.
Rudyard,
whilst
you couldn't reach me 7 hours ago.
No refunds. Are you aware the cost it took for me to get here?
No, pack. You can't get it anymore. £5 a pot.
Not just financially, psychologically.
Oh, that was very good. We really enjoyed it.
Please, what's your name? Yeah, Cross. Yeah, don't use him
Look
again.
Look at these daisies. I'm getting this. Sorry. We ran up the Parkland Walk. Do you know it? And it's brought us up to Highgate.
Oh, this is beautiful, isn't it?
It's so such a nice time of year. It's so nice running at the moment. Hope that it helps with your comeback because
that's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's grey this week and cool, but it's summer cool because it's actually like 20 degrees.
That's gorgeous.
But it's limpid with a cool breeze. And
I want to talk a little bit more about my life post Mac. Just a little bit.
I think
more.
You should.
Only because of the sort of heavy symbolism of it. It's sort of like, you know, I suddenly felt a little bit untethered afterwards because it's been a lucrative sort of safety net for years. And it means you're sort of in the circuit, but not necessarily, you're not totally reliant.
You don't need it.
You're not reliant.
And that's a difficult one, isn't it? Because sometimes that can make one stand up really good because it makes you really loosey-goosey. And other times it disengages you and makes it harder to build and grow.
Because I was working on my stand-up in order to support him at the arena gigs, which is not the best version of me as a stand-up.
Yeah.
Because you can't play, you don't do local, you can't. There's certain restrictions.
You can't be a full rock star. You can't go full Tonkinson.
No, you can't, no. Because you're a support act in every way. But anyway, we were chatting and we talked about the car that Michael bought me in like 2017, which was lovely. It's an old Merc, fantastic. 3 days after the breakup.
He still had his head in the jumper.
Well, no. 3 days after the breakup, the emblem of the Merc got nicked. It just felt really, you know,
that is symbolic.
The iconic badge.
That's emblematic.
It was. It felt really symbolic. And then, like, a week later, I'm driving up to Manchester to do a gig, and a comic rings. Who's a little bit there. A comic rings who's, like, a little bit nutty. Lovely fella, a little bit nutty.
It's a guy stripping down a Merc right there.
He's
up on the symbolism. He's taking it everywhere. Taking it wherever you go.
Normally, I wouldn't pick up this guy on the phone. I'd let it go to answer phone. Yeah. But I thought, you're back on the circuit. Well, who cares? You're in it now. And he's a nice guy. I picked up the phone. Chatted. First 10 minutes, fine. After about 10 minutes, he's talking about the second coming of Christ and how we all need to be ready and prepare.
Oh, great.
At which point, the engine on the car starts smoking.
Ooh.
It's just like, how back on the circuit can you get? Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
I am, and then the car
cars
broke.
Cars don't really break down anymore, do they?
Well, no, but I mean,
unless you're involved in some kind of gypsy curse.
No, but that sign, that sort of, the conjunction of the two. And then the waiting for the car, for the recovery services, broke down at 7:30, got back at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, I got COVID.
Yeah, because
I'm back, baby. Yeah, I'm back. Right.
But again, you know, in all seriousness, apart from the actual external symbolic stuff, it is, you've got to try and find that sense that even you being ill has a silver lining in that you're kind of shedding your skin.
Oh no,
an illness is like a big running event. And once you go through it and come out of the other side, you are a new person.
Now the punchline is, I felt fantastic. I'm absolutely fine with disaster. I'm absolutely fine when the car breaks down, because then you get to have a holiday then. And you get to just wait for recovery, and then you chat to all the recovery guys who are just brilliant and different and kind of crazy. And it's a little adventure. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I think we'll both be happy
when, I'm okay when stuff goes
wrong. Until our wives run out of money.
Yeah. And my wife saw it as an adventure too. She's very pleased with the new chapter.
She wanted to spend more time with you.
Yeah,
at home.
My wife doesn't like nice things or trips away. We've got our own little 15-minute city going on forever. But so it's been interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, great. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been really interesting.
Well, you were sorely missed.
Well, you say that. Ivo did this. Ivo did that. Ivo's got a funny laugh. Ivo's really good runner.
Don't listen back to the guests I run with while you're away.
Bless Ivo. How is he? Is he well?
Well, I'm going to recap right through. I'm going right back to Eleanor first.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, bless you. Tiernan. Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, that was great because that was quite late notice because you were just, it turns out I'm ill, you know.
Yeah.
And me and Eleanor were having a cup of coffee anyway. We said, let's run.
Yeah.
And she was in good form. It was all quite good. Sort of
awesome.
Silly.
Awesome.
But you know what? I don't think you know this. She revealed
that
she'd done the Brighton Half Marathon, right? That's what she was telling me all about.
Right.
It was unofficial.
What?
She had a fake running number.
Wow.
I mean, we do not condone this behaviour.
What a scoop.
It was big. I nearly had to perform a citizen's arrest. That's don't awesome. Do that, listeners.
Well, if anyone wants to run for me in the RTTS and run really well.
No! Don't you start.
If there's any elite ultras who want to get Tomkinson on the podium.
Headline Glasgow so that I can go back to the Cotswolds and run in honour of... I could wear a mask. My impression of you was incredible. So that was Eleanor. Bombshell, right?
Yeah.
Then I went out with... Ben Wilbond.
Yes.
Brilliant. He's so, he's just such a nice guy. And talking of like the creative process, so interesting to talk comedy and writing with him.
Yeah.
Coming from such different places, in his own words, a light comic actor.
Yeah, brilliant.
But the processes and, you know, negatives and setbacks and things that lead to the high quality of something like Ghosts.
Yes, yeah.
And just,
fantastic.
Just such a good person. And also, less, you know, me and him, he's just got great taste in, me and him could talk about running music for the rest of the time. But we did manage to dump it down a little bit.
Right.
and then Ivo, who was just coming to the end of Taskmaster.
He's a joy as ever, isn't he?
Fantastic.
Ivo's just one of those guys, isn't he?
Telling me. And his London Marathon time was like the same as your sub three.
Yeah.
It's within like 1 or 2 seconds, isn't it?
I think it was about 12 seconds faster.
No, surely not that much.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's exactly the same.
Let's talk about it
some
more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I thought it was 2 seconds. Anyway, he wouldn't have got his like yours because your book was his inspiration. So there you go.
He was very kind about my book on the radio, actually. Yeah, he's a natural athlete.
But then he asked you for a refund, didn't he?
Yeah. Could I trouble you for... He's also... He's at the peak of his running, do you know what I mean? That's something that, obviously, you just got to let go. For some reason, I just wasn't running in my early 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your peak as a marathon runner, between 30 and 35.
Yeah, but you've got to be who you be, haven't you? I mean,
oh, yeah, I absolutely am.
Right.
I absolutely am.
I think
but
also,
Ivo, I mean, he's such a natural.
Well, he's in a process which is very familiar to me, more to me than to you, I think, because of the way you grew up in relation to running and because of your, I don't know, your sanguine nature. I think we've said this before, but I'll lay it out right now. Lots of us aspire to the lack of conflict you have between good, sensible training, thinking about your running, and the zen side of dog runny, chilling, cruising running, you know? Some of us, for a lot of us, I think there's a huge tension between those two different mindsets. Whereas with you, I think you can just see both sides of that at the same time.
Maybe a bit more, are we talking here about the competitive angle?
Well, not even that. It's kind of the way you think about it when, in your own mind.
Right, okay.
You know, how if you're really going to watch the clock and push it, you're still going to need to use the creative, loose part of your brain to kind of surf it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that Ivo is much more like me in that he's got to a point where if he wants to get better, he has to sacrifice all that doing it by accident.
Yeah, he's kind of crept in through the side window, hasn't he?
Yeah, and you can't...
It's a really good level of performance.
You can't keep that naivety. It's life. This is how we work.
Yeah.
You learn and you grow, but you lose happy accidents. But then the third and last stage is jazz.
Yeah.
And you take all your training and expertise and then just let go.
What was interesting, I briefly had a bit of communication with Ivo before the marathon, was that on a kind of technical level, he seemed to have done a fair few sort of thresholdy workouts.
Yeah.
Kind of tempo, you know, steady, high-tempo workouts.
Yeah.
And they're really valuable if you want to do a good marathon.
Yeah.
But the basic thing is, he's exactly like he is on stage, isn't he? He's graceful, composed, loose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like... Yeah, he's a very impressive athlete.
Yeah, he's good.
And comic. He's just great.
He's also great on the podcast. He's got this lovely laugh that everyone really enjoys.
Yeah, I've heard about this laugh. Yeah, it's great. That.
Funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll have to... next time you'll have to go.
Yeah. I'd love to go take him on a little trot.
Well, I told him he was looking at... as well as the London Marathon, they did a family event. They went to him and his dad and his brother and his mum.
Yeah.
His mum's got MS. And they all went to a run-through event in Victoria Park.
Right.
And I don't think... Did his brother do... His brother might have done the 10K or might have done the half. His dad did the half.
Right.
He said a keen runner, but he'd never done a half marathon before.
Yeah.
In his 60s, he did the half.
Brilliant.
And Ivor did the half with his mum pushing her in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And they really enjoyed it, so he was looking to maybe do a marathon.
Yeah.
And I said, get to York.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
oh, that would be
you never know.
To go to York. Yeah.
We're looking at
that last push in your moment, that last hill.
Oh my God, I forgot that. Ivo, if you're listening, forget
that's
it.
A
it's
test.
A bad plan.
That's a test for even Ivo's equanimity.
You're going to get to 25 and a half and, yeah. and stop. No, I'm going back. Yeah, I forgot about that.
No refunds.
But yeah, what a crew, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So thank you to all those guys. And the funny thing about, I felt like Edna was at the beginning there, but there was a real sense of Goldilocks for me because with Ben, I really wanted to not go yak on and let him kind of take his time a little bit. And then with Ivo, he's like...
Yeah.
And it's nice to have you back because your porridge is exactly the right texture.
I really miss them both, but I feel I haven't seen Eleanor for a long time.
Yeah.
How's the comedy going? I mean, how's
good form. She's doing quite a lot of the old, you know, they do the spoof
court reports, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's going well.
Right.
And I think that's quite inspiring. And she's
that's
doing good stuff with the other guy who she works on that with, who's also doing good life stuff in Ireland.
Right.
So I think that's, it's a bit like what you were saying, it's that combination of something different and galvanising, but it keeps you, keeps your comedy muscles going.
Yes. Yeah. Let's face it, that's the way the industry's going. Like,
just when we've been talking about Edinburgh.
Yeah. Are you looking after anyone going up to Edinburgh then?
I'm directing the Mighty Kids Beatbox comedy show.
Right.
Which, as you know, we did for big shows in the South Bank in January. So that's good because it means, unlike many at Edinburgh show, it feels like we've got something to revise rather than all those years of going, oh my God, it's June.
Yeah.
I thought I had a show, but I haven't got a show. I did it last night. Not only was it not funny, there weren't any jokes.
It feels so.
But I've been writing as well.
Good.
I'm looking to... I still haven't firmed it up, but I want to park my 2023 Best Of show and record a special.
Right.
And then... I'm even thinking about doing a new show.
Good.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. It's the way it has to go, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if there's much money in it.
I'm thinking of this is what we've been reduced to. Actually engaging with the industry as it changes.
Like the creative process.
Jeez. I mean, I'm thinking about... filming, so I've got a weekend coming up at the store, doing different sets, filming it.
Yeah, good.
Chunking it, sticking it on Instagram. My kids running my Instagram account. It's like that's what you have to do. Change. It's incredible, isn't it? Yeah, all right, world. If this is what it takes, I'll meet you on your terms and change. As opposed to just being on stage moaning about Wedge.
We've just come into Highgate Woods. It's genuine. It's like compared to last time we were here, it's quite dim because there's so many leaves and it's cloudy. It's kind of like it's nice, isn't it?
I tell you what doesn't need to change. This experience of running.
Yeah.
This is the constant, isn't it?
This is the constant.
The eternal constant that holds you through life. It's great.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Oh, when I was talking
loving
to Ivo the other day, great talking to him. I really found some truths. Just really enjoyed.
I can imagine, yeah. Ivo's lucid truth bombs.
But no, I said something which I thought, oh, that's interesting. I was quite relieved to think it, really.
Yeah.
It's been a bit tough. Spring, which in the event was a heavy running schedule balanced by a heavy domestic experience.
Yes, yeah.
And I just suddenly realised when I was talking to him that, just in light of what you just said, that if you can't, we have to realise that our running is going to be woven into our lives.
Yeah.
And life is flux and change and ups and downs. So you've really got to avoid thinking, God, I wish my running could be perfect like it was that one time.
Yes.
Because running is life.
Yeah.
It is.
It's your companion.
Yeah, it's yin and yang. It's the days, when you feel wonderful. I think of our friend Lee online, who at the weekend was worried about the football, so went out for a run to distract himself.
Yes.
But wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah.
And then the next day he went out and said, this was one of those runs, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The highs and lows.
Yeah.
And of course we embrace the highs. You've got to embrace all the runs.
Yeah.
And that's what made me realise that my really quite difficult, not particularly emotionally upbeat, rainy London marathon was as good as any other run. It really feels good. It's like your broken down car, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like it was worth doing.
Yeah.
We were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We are all lucky, aren't we, to be running.
Yeah.
I mean, I must say...
I was going to quote Jack Black and say, to be young and alive.
I very rarely...
say, alive.
Yeah. I very rarely have a low run, you know, but you can have troublesome races or whatever. But
yeah,
you know,
or not being able to run, which is
tough.
Yeah,
of course, yeah. That's the trick.
What's the trick? Right, excuse me a minute.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I suppose that's the longest you've run in a little while, but on the other hand,
it is, yeah,
we're going at a sensible talking pace.
Yeah, no, we are.
Are you feeling chesty at all?
No, I don't actually. No, I'm feeling a little bit. I feel just a little bit tired, but thankfully the chesty thing feels like it's going. Yeah, to
when you were on the bench and starting to feel a bit better.
Yeah.
Did you drink through?
No, I didn't. I'm still drinking just one day a week, really.
Oh, very good.
But I got pretty drunk on Sunday.
Yeah. You basically like to do a week's drinking on one of
in
the
one
days.
Day. Because it was such a glorious day Sunday, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
I mean, the weekend we've had. I also had a fantastic weekend in Croyde in Devon the previous weekend.
Yeah.
Because we've just had that, today's more mild, but we had that surge of fantastic weather that sometimes it gives you, doesn't it, the UK?
Yeah.
Sort of late May, June time.
And you've got to get out, you've got to embrace it. It's a wonderful
time.
Well,
everyone ruddy-faced. And how about you? You went away.
Yeah, we were in Wales.
Saw some great photos.
It was fantastic. It was a really interesting time, actually. It was a very hard-earned holiday.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's been working really hard. We had some work done in the house, which is always, moaning about that stuff is always a first world problem, but it really messes with your days, doesn't it?
It's still disruptive.
Yeah, that's right. And I was very caught up in that. And I mean, I feel selfish because the kids, for them, they were revising a lot of the time we were away because my son's doing his A-levels, my daughter's doing a mocks, which he's really worried about. So they're basically really quite intense. But the other thing is, we went to the place we always go.
Right.
And we've been taking them there now for 15 years. So it's a bit of a, you know, I thought at one point when I was there, but I shut the memory away and put it in the box. I thought of the bit in Toy Story 2 when Jessie's owner gets her out again and takes her back to the country. But this time it's to give her away because she's grown up.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on that beach since those kids are babies.
Right.
And now they're like grown-ups.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a...
Did it feel a little
it's
bit...
It's quite a serious lens to put on it, but it was beautiful. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Can we run over that?
Yeah, let's do it. The... nice, actually. Morning, Magpie.
Yeah. So you felt a sense of... What, did it feel a bit end of an era-ish? Or
yeah, but equally, or? as we recognise that, you also realise that there's no such thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it sort of bookends their childhood.
Yeah.
So that's always huge and dramatic. But on the other hand, we'll probably all go back next year.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to you can spend time thinking about the past. But we live here, and it's great. So there's no big problem, really. And in a way, I suppose... We're getting used to who we all are as grown-ups,
and so psychologically,
those memories are a little bit less challenging now.
Psychologically, they have to leave you a little bit, and then you come up for holidays, and do you know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, it's tricky to
and
go
to be
those even,
and to be sad about it, you have to lean into it. You have to look a long way back. You have to deny enjoying their company now. All this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it's flashes, really, and it's
It's
just like flicking through an old. Yeah. Photo album, but it was really excellent. And also you notice how you changed. I mean, first time we went there was my first summer of running.
Brilliant.
And I did run, but I remember being so scared of the space and not really knowing how far anything was, you know.
Yeah.
And thinking, I can't go up there because it'd be too rocky or too steep or whatever.
That's great.
And then
it? How courageous you are now.
Yeah, but it isn't. It's like you were saying about
incremental stages.
It's incremental. It just happens over time. And then in recent years, and again, I used to be the one who'd go in to see then. I didn't really like it. I was just showing off.
Yeah.
And then the kid, my wife and daughter got into the wild swimming.
Yeah.
This time, without even thinking about it, it was good weather and stuff.
They just
but
ran
I think
in.
if the weather hadn't been as good, we would still have done it. We were in the sea every day.
Fantastic.
Sea swimming, you know, like Catherine Hepburn.
Fantastic. Wild. Yeah.
And it really, it's wonderful, it's good for the soul, but it's like you say, it's that realisation that you've got there. Even that was sort of new and challenging a couple of years ago. Now it's just, this is
you're
what we
off
do.
The earth now. Give it another 5 years, you'll be totally naked living off the land.
When you come out of this bathroom, I'll be part of this log. Heath Ciders going for coffee.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. They're old track guys.
Yeah.
They're the track guys.
They know what they're doing.
Well, that's actually, we'll go this way, just to cut it a little bit to distance. Well, that's an interesting subset of older athletes, the guys who do less mileage.
Yeah.
They do a lot more flexibility and strengthening, and they do, like, high intervals and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're track guys, you know, it's just a different way of being an old runner. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
Because it might be...
Some people don't...
See it as less wearing on the body or whatever.
Yeah, I hope so. But on the other hand, I really notice having... snuck back to parkrun.
Yeah.
I really know I've done one now.
Right.
And I mean, that's partly because I've got a bad foot.
Right.
But it isn't, my foot doesn't mind me doing this.
Okay.
Whereas, I mean, it will still notice. But after a parkrun, I really know it. And you also get the more, less, you know, negatively, you just get the DOMS.
Right.
It's amazing how running as fast as you can or as fast as you can, give or take for 20 minutes, has so much more instant impact than just cruising for for 3 hours, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And actually,
absolutely,
it's great. That's what that's the.
It's nice to get the variation.
Yeah, completely.
So what's happening with your foot then?
Well, it's the same injury. I want to have to look in the diary because it's been so long. It was a Havant Park run when I trodden that sharp stone.
Yeah.
And I've either got.
Should we go? We'll go across and onto the thing.
He's trying to shake me off in the woods.
No.
I've got it's either bursitis or neuroma.
Right.
It's a swelling between the toes on my left foot.
Right.
And I've had it for... I can run on it, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's more troubled by standing on it on a hard floor.
Right.
But it's swollen, you know, I'd be able to see a swollen bit in the middle of my foot after this run.
Right.
And, really, I should take some time off and rest it, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I've had it before and it did go away in the end, so...
Right.
What are you going to do?
It's your feet do start to become a bigger factor, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And
something
I do worry that I catch myself kind of limping around, you know, and I worry that it's affecting my gait and stuff.
Yeah.
But I went to, what's it called? Peel Park Parkrun in Manchester.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a bad person here, but persistent rumours that Parkrun is a bit of a short one.
Right.
One thing's for sure, I always get a very good time.
Which Peel?
Yeah, in
Salford. I'll definitely be there.
I can recommend it. Yeah. It's really excellent.
That's such a great Salford. Welcome to the short park run.
Yes! And the volunteer said, you might have heard his driver's going to say, I've measured it myself.
Yeah.
And then I did it. I was like, what's that?
Yeah, that's
17
funny.
Minutes, 30 seconds.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
If anyone's found a stinky bamboo hoodie, that was mine. No, it's really... Oh, sorry, did I get you? It's fantastic, Peel Park Run. It's two interesting laps.
I thought you were going to say it's 2 kilometres. Yeah.
It's 2 kilometre laps. Yeah. It's two really dynamic laps.
Right.
So you do the first one, you go, oh, we're by the river, oh, we're going through the woods, oh, round the universe, oh, we finished, and then you do another lap.
Right.
And it really does, it flashes past.
Yeah.
Obviously, from the first thing I've said, everything I say just sounding worse and worse.
So did you have a noticeably quicker time then?
Well, it was a 20-something, you know, which was my first one in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But I felt fast as well. I feel... It's a funny, going right back to what we were saying about your fitness coming back, I feel quite shonky and battered.
Right.
Definitely at some deep level still recovering from
all this running.
The big long runs.
Yeah, the break.
But I'm definitely, on the one hand, psychologically, just I'm finding commitment very easy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if I go out and it hurts or if I'm going fast and it's tired... I don't really care. I'm just
dig in. You've reached that stage.
Which is lovely. It's a very nice feeling.
It is a good stage.
And then the more hard to pin down is the fitness that is there, you know? Because I think I am... Yeah, I feel like I'm accessing pace. I want to see how much... You know, that it's the. I'm just on the beginning of trying to get fast through the summer, really.
Yeah.
So I got myself a 20-something rather than a 21 park run.
Brilliant.
Which is very much the cusp of... Pleased with, not pleased with at the moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't that, it was 2050 or something like that, so
you know. Yeah.
For reference, listeners, my fastest park run this year was right at the beginning of the year, was something like, something between 2010 and 2020.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I should hopefully, even at my advanced age, have some headspace to improve. But, and then I said to everyone, I'm going to Porthcawl Park Run when we're on the holiday. And I set the alarm, woke up Saturday a week ago in Wales in the sunshine. And do you know what I did? I turned over, gave my wife a cuddle and we went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Did I make the right or the wrong decision? It was the right decision!
Of course it was the right decision.
Best decision I ever made!
Of course it was the right decision.
Been getting up at 6:30 in the morning for 6 months!
Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic.
You know, that's good for you. Good for you, mate.
But not for Porthcawl. You know, I was sorely missed.
Yeah, absolutely.
All their race photos were in black and white that week.
In fact, I don't think they had it that morning. They scanned the field, you weren't there, they called it off.
And then...
Sounds like you had a great holiday.
It was lovely, it was really, really special. And then went back to Highbury Fields this weekend. I felt pretty strong.
The mecca of park runs. In terms of, like, that's the sort of... Not symbolic of me at the time when I was really going for it, the laps.
Oh,
looking at my watch every lap, doing the sums in my head, pushing that last lap, sprinting up the final straight. Do you know what
Meanwhile,
I mean?
Meanwhile, so, and going back to naivety, I can see you there ahead of me. Well, far ahead of me, really. And thinking, I'll give it a push later on, catch him up.
Yeah. Well, I did just outside 19 minutes that part run once. Which for that one is fairly swift.
It's
competitive, isn't it? It feels... There's something about... Maybe it's just my headspace at the time.
Yeah, but it's
It just feels like one of those part runs where you want to put your foot down sort of thing. I think it's because of the laps.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives it a real clear shape. A bit like... I'm going the wrong way here, aren't I? A bit like Cardiff Park Run. Which is flat and fast. Also, everyone's in it together, so there's that strong element that you're genuinely running shoulder to shoulder from the park walkers to the medium park runners to the sprinters because of all the laps you're there together.
Yeah.
Same with the there and back runs. But that means that you can be with the people you're actually running at the same pace as well, you know?
Right.
But like you say, the laps are important. In Cardiff, it's the only one I do that's got they've got kilometre markers. So you get to count up to 5 as you go around.
Yeah.
And it just gives shape to the whole thing, doesn't it?
It does give a lot of shape to it. Yeah, it's trying to hold it to gathering that third and fourth kilometre.
Yeah.
Trying to keep your tempo.
Absolutely, that's what I was saying on Saturday, is that yeah. I get to you the first one, okay, do the second one, think, okay, I'm going fast, I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah.
All the obvious stuff. You get to halfway and you get around the end of the third lap. It's the fourth lap. You think, this is the one that's going to bite.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm feeling it, got to hang on, and yet we're not finishing yet.
Yeah.
But to be able to, like we always say, if you're chunking something down, it's the mature realisation. It's not that that bit is difficult, but the fact that you can park that difficulty in that space makes the whole job so much easier.
Well, five. I mean, 2K is five laps. I see it's five laps on the track, so you can always do five laps.
Yeah, or on Peel Park, just two laps.
Yeah, yeah. But,
I was going to say, I'm quite interested to get back up to the track on Hampstead Heath and see what
do
we
some,
can
do
see.
What well, let's let me get a bit of fitness do. And we'll do that. Yeah, that'd be great. And so how did it go at Highbury?
Yeah, so it felt good. I felt like I was, again, accessing my pace and strength post-event. Yeah. And I thought, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a 20-something park run. And it was 21 minutes and 6 seconds.
Right.
And I have to say, again, with a bit of time, I'm pleased with how disappointed I was with that.
Right.
Is that weird? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's great. That's honest, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of...
Sometimes
your time doesn't correlate with it. Your effort doesn't correlate with the time that you get that you assume, but then that might be, you might have run as fast as the Peel, and it might be the same the right distance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And it with where I'm at now, it's yet another time for manifestos. A new half term, we're building works done, getting things done. I really do need to drink less. I don't know how lovely a holiday it was, but you know, just drinking all the time. And the thing is, I like to think my drinking is fairly moderate and judged, but it does, if you don't have a set of rules, it will just build up over time.
Well, what you don't know is when we get back onto the Parkland walk, I've actually arranged an intervention.
Oh, great.
Yeah, all the running country regulars. Intervention!
Well, our friend Lizzie from ACAST, who goes to Highbury Fields, she was saying about the, what's it, the, this is that, did you talk to her? She was saying about the drink-free days app.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to have a look at that, see if I can get some structure to this.
Yeah.
And this being the new half-term, new beginning Monday yesterday, I set that up.
Right.
And I said, what are you committing to? I thought, well...
Nothing.
There's no reason why I wouldn't... I sort of basically said, I'm not going to drink till... you don't want to drink in the week, there's school days.
Right.
And then I've got gigs at the weekend, so... Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm not going to drink.
Right.
Closed off the app. And I made it like a pledge.
Right.
Oh, well done, what a great pledge.
Yeah.
And then... Closed the app, opened the email. Steve Lamack, Six Music. Do you want to come out and play cribbage on Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah.
Yes.
Not without lager.
Yeah.
Cribbage and lager. The old man's game.
Yeah, Sunday is our Friday, isn't it? Sort of in terms of like the working week sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But also, I feel like.
After a 2-day working week.
I want to. Yeah, that's right. Tough. Hard yards.
Yeah.
But I want to. I'd rather be trying to drink less beer to streamline and be faster than trying to drink this beer because I should be careful at my age not to develop that. You know,
Yeah. Give it something else, give it another
running
reason.
To help.
And also, you tend to drink, you don't drink loads of, you know, when I drink, it's a bottle and a half wine.
Yeah.
And I end up just eating loads of, like, cheese and chocolate late into the night and wake up feeling sick. And, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You drink a bit more civilised. Feels like it, anyway.
Yeah, it's not so bingy.
Yeah.
But that's also what's dangerous about it, because it's nice having a kind of, what seems like a sensible drink at home. It's very easy when you do that, and it's nice to have another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this last week or so, it's been one of those times when there's been quite a lot of vodka martinis.
Yeah.
And when you make them in a glass in a holiday cottage and the ice melts, it can show you how big they are.
Yeah.
It's like, are you having a pint of vodka?
Yeah, my mate was drinking vodka on holiday. Matt and Julie was away.
Yeah.
Were away with us. And you can end up drinking quite a lot of vodka on an evening, can't you, if you don't watch out?
It's complicated because one of the things I see as a badge of being grown up is finishing things that when you're little you think, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
So whenever I finish a bottle of vodka or a pot of Marmite, I think, ah, maturity.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm building. Again, it's nice to come up with formats and training programs, but only for the luxury of them, to give you that kind of forward motion, things to aim for.
Well, I'm looking at the York.
Yeah.
June, July, August, September. It's a classic. If I start properly, it is a classic 4 month training block.
What is it?
It's in October.
Yeah, that's right. Must be about 17 weeks ago to go right now.
Yeah, it's a 4 month block. So yeah. I just need to try for this month to build up some gentle mileage.
Well, as usual, even though you haven't been well, you're not coming from nowhere.
No.
What will you defer Racer Stones to next year?
Probably, yeah.
And then the Yorkshire becomes an early training run for that, which makes much more sense.
And it's...
And even the fact that you... If you don't do it this year, you know, I sort of thought I'd never do it again because it was so wonderful last year. But that gets longer and longer ago.
Yeah.
So I might go out with you next year.
It's
unless you tell me not to. Get off!
No, it'd be good fun.
It's my run.
But it's we both signed up, and I did pre-COVID to the run for refugees.
The Miles for Refugees to the Richmond Cross,
in June. So I've got. I'm meant to be doing 108 miles this month.
Yeah.
Which I think is just about achievable.
Yeah.
But it'll constitute a good first month's training block as well if I can do it.
That's right.
It's one of those coming back from, you know, a position of weakness, but it gives me something to aim at.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm doing 72 miles, which it's a shame we're not the other way around. I'm just going to blow my nose, sorry.
Yeah.
It's amazing how... motivating it is, because of course I'd be running anyway, but I'm trying to find a momentum post marathon ultra, and just having that kind of totalizer, that reason to run, it just gives you,
it is nice,
you know, it just I'm really genuinely, you know, we were sponsored by Miles for Refugees, so this is, you know, ad-related content, but I just say that as a qualifier because it's really working for me.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time in it.
If you don't make the full distance, do they send you back?
That's right. That's
right. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
They just basically lock you up, and then they bring you out, and you meet Ivo and his mum at the bottom of that hill, and you just walk back to where you were born.
Yeah. So Ella Braverman comes to visit your house. So a couple of months, hopefully, touch wood, with all the exercises that will entail as well.
Yeah.
Building up mileage and then try to introduce some pace August, September.
Yeah.
While increasing the mileage and a bit of taper, and then back to York, which is a course that we both really like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and let's pocket quite soon, but when you're ready, let's go and do a little Parliament Hill training session just as a barometer.
Yeah.
Just to see where we're at compared to wherever we were. Because the good thing is last time we went there, I think was... injury time for you. I don't think you were out there. I'm sure you've been out there smashing paces before that, but
the last time I remember going there, we did 5k time trial sort of on our own, and I was just around or just under 20 minutes and you were just over.
Yeah,
and that feels like a long time ago. I remember we both often did the first mile in like 6:05, 6:10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just like...
You were saying to me,
this is too fast.
You're running too fast. I'm like, what are we talking about?
Those were the days.
Well, I think the last time I felt fresh and fast like that was the Queen Elizabeth Park 10K I did in January or February.
Yeah.
And that wasn't so very long ago. And I think I did 42 something then.
Yeah.
So I need to get a 10K in. There's a London 10K on July the 9th. But again, that's the weekend. That's Race of the Stones, my weekend in Glasgow.
Yeah.
But somewhere around then, in July, I've got to find a
10K. And also find a half marathon sort of mid-September.
Well, that's the Great North Run. I've got
it
in. I'm doing it.
Right.
I'll be at the Stand Newcastle that weekend.
No refunds! So what date's that?
September the 10th?
Right.
No, I don't know. I should know. But yes, you know.
Yeah.
It's about a month out. It's either, it might even be 5 weeks out from York, which is even better.
Perfect, yeah.
Because like you say, that's when I'm that really going to know what's possible.
That tells you a lot,
yeah. I'm still flirting with the idea of 200 minute, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long way from here. Mm. He's a long distance man. Oh. But when's this weekend of yours at the Comedy Store?
It's June the 21st, 22nd. Sort of.
Oh, okay.
Why, are you down there soon?
Yeah, but it's a week later, so shame.
Right.
My next weekend there is the end of June, beginning of July.
Right.
And that is also when our 400th episode is
all
out.
Right. Oh, okay, cool.
I think it's out the last Thursday in June.
Right.
And I'll be in London on, I think, Saturday is July the 1st. And
yeah, and I should be. I'll have a look. Yeah, I'm fairly sure I am.
We'll say this online as well, but listeners, if you can get to London, to North London, let's all go to Highbury Fields Park Run.
Have a little party.
You can find out about
have
these.
Have a little cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a little chat post-run.
I don't know if it's allowed, but I might bring down a gazebo.
Bring a gazebo, yeah.
Shh.
Have a little race, have a little tear-up. have a little sprint. That'd be good fun.
Yeah. So get the word out. Spread the word around. Make your arrangements.
And so that's 400.
400 episodes.
Wow. And I've done at least 380 of them.
Yeah, yeah. I've been looking around for replacements.
But, you know, that was that sort of part of the whole Mac thing as well. It's just like, I just want to commit to my own life more.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the time it was sort of taking me away of like, oh, this is all great, but I'll be away for 2 weeks in Australia or here. Yeah. And it's just like, it doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's you've constantly got something else taking you away that makes everything else less important.
Yeah, and again,
and I just want to dig into my own life more, which is this, and which is running and the book.
If you don't examine it, if you don't change that, then you, of course, there's this kind of standing order that says, oh, come on, to Australia, that'd be great.
Yeah.
It needs a mature boldness to start saying, yeah, you know, I say no to the trips to Dubai these days.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, there's all kind of reasons to not go, but it took some gumption to change that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of, it's just, you know, you're constantly getting older. And it's like,
nope.
And you can't. And, but you know, the longer you sideline this, what should be central elements in your life, just live your own life.
Well,
it's fine. You might not have any money. You might be moaning about wedge on stage. You might eat less. You might have to move house.
No, but now is the
kids
time.
Kids don't need clothes.
And, but it's true. You can't. You know, when you're younger, it's reasonable to work towards happiness later.
Yeah.
It's important to work on happiness now. And which can take all kinds of forms.
Yeah.
You can be happy doing, you know, I can be happy doing some very tiresome domestic tasks.
Yes.
That I would want to maybe want to cry.
But at least that's your own life you're investing
in. Yeah, I'm in control of my life. That's the important thing.
You can be happy by the side of the motorway with your car on fire.
Honestly,
that can be happiness.
I keep wanting to talk about Ted Lasso. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no. I know I need to see it.
It feels relevant. Well, I got Apple free with a phone upgrade.
Right.
So, and I felt guilty because I've seen Brett, and you know, obviously he's, and I interviewed Nick Mohammed about it actually.
Yeah.
So I've kind of been saying, well done on Ted Lasso, it's so great. I haven't seen it.
Right.
Anyway, I have seen it, and it is great, so that's
good.
But it's also, and people who've seen it will agree with me, I mean, it's all just light fun, you know.
Yeah.
But it was really relevant to this stuff. It's about the real terms, light-hearted wisdom of making good decisions for a happier life.
Yes, yeah.
And also, like Ben Wilbon's Ghosts, it's always interesting to see and enjoy comedy that comes from a positive place.
Yeah.
There's just no way, there's a great fiction in life, that being jolly and upbeat is easy, and being cynical and negative is clever.
It's just wrong.
It's so easy. It's so teenage to be cynical and take everything down. And it's so hard as a grown-up, intelligent person to be positive in the light of, whilst being pragmatic and accepting the vicissitudes of real life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds hilarious,
doesn't it, when I describe it like that?
Yeah. Succession was really good, though.
I'll
leave it at that.
Have you seen Girls 5 ever?
I haven't, no. Is that a series, is it?
It's on Netflix, yes. Yeah,
all right.
It's the one about a band who are like the Spice Girls who get back together in middle age.
Yeah.
But it's from the kind of Tina Fey universe. So
all right,
if you enjoyed 30 Rock and or Kimmy Schmidt, it's like that. And the reason I mention it is because they're watching a show in it, which is clearly Succession.
Right, okay.
In the show, it's called Business Throne.
Right, yeah.
And you can just hear it, you know, it's classic, back of the TV, and you can hear the voice of someone who sounds like Matthew McFadden going, oh, just hope he gives me the money. Oh, God, I love Business Throne. Trouble with Succession for me, I loved it. I watched the first episode. Kids didn't like it. My wife fell asleep. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved how Shakespearean it was. But I get also that it does tie in with what we were just saying. You were on point to mention it because it's possibly not quite as meaningful as people think it is.
No, well, do you know what? It was one of those shows that was about smart people, written by smart people, that people who think they're smart want to talk about in a smart way.
Yeah.
and it was great, but you know, it might not have been as fantastic as everyone thought it was. It was one of those things that it achieved its own momentum.
Yeah.
So it became such... The overnights on it were... There were only like 600,000 people in the UK, but there were a vocal Twitterati, chatterati.
Yeah, right.
You know, very...
Well, that's what put me off. It's the Blooming Guardian going on.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just calmed down. I tweeted that, so people might have seen it, but the Guardian said, "What? Tell us what you thought about Succession." And I said, I thought that you, Guardian, needed to calm down about it. That was my main feeling.
But what was really interesting about it was the... was the very, very late backlash to it after it had been on and when it had finished. Do you know what? Maybe it wasn't that good. It was all just a bit extra.
Yeah.
But you're right. But you know,
when something's serious and clever and it finishes and you realise that it might have been a bit more superficial than you thought, you can have a bit of a come down, can't you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I felt like that at the end of... is it David Fincher who directed The Social Network?
Yes, yeah.
It's a cracking film. I mean, it really is. Biddly, 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 bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And then it finished, and I thought, yeah, but it didn't happen like that. Why do I care about these people? Shut up!
Yeah.
So it can happen that way.
Of course.
It's like eating too many biscuits, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I mean, there was people on the podcast I was listening to crying about the end of Succession. Like, you know, right... rational, bright media types in tears, not the, you know, fearing the abyss. But also, we should mention, I don't know whether you chatted about it with Ivo or Ellen or whatever, our good friend, dear old Andy Smart,
who passed
on this mortal coil, who was a real example of
enjoying
life. I mean,
yes, that's right.
A remarkable character, very funny on stage, and I only bumped into him four or five times off stage, but he was always sort of having fun to the extent that you wondered, is this the real him? But it obviously was, because everyone had the same experience.
He knew how to do it.
He just brought joy to everyone.
Yeah.
And he was a real adventurer and running with the bulls. And
he said yes to life. He was like a proper yes man.
He completely did that. The improvisational thing he took into life.
Yeah.
And what a remarkable...
And it is wonderful. It's terrible when someone... you know, someone, particularly, obviously, if they leave friends and family and people who die when they're not particularly old. But the silver lining on the cloud is always what they did with their life.
Yeah.
And Andy Smart is a prime example of that. You know, he's just a fireball of joyful energy.
Yeah.
And
on stage and off.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's face it, a hard drinker, a gambling man. he loved a flutter. And then he was a guy who spent the Christmas week helping the homeless, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he was just one of those guys. He was... I always think of
Ian Banks, who, you know, just wrote all those books.
Yeah.
We've got to use this time to do what we want to do with our days.
Yeah.
There's no point saving it for later.
Nope. Nope.
Because you're getting older.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Oh, there he is. His
there's
coffee.
The tea. There it is. Yeah. But I managed to resist it thus far. There's definite progress.
Yeah.
And this has been great. This has been a sort of 4 mile conversational run.
Well, you use that. Use your miles for refugees, you know?
Yeah, we'll
it's
do it.
It's genuine. It's a really good way to tick off. It's the best way for us who are like, oh, I've got to go fast, I've got to go far. I'm having so much fun thinking, well, I'll run that. Getting home and going, I did another 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the perfect thing to be doing this month if you can do it, you know, take care.
Yeah.
Because you've got to get better.
I feel like muscular-wise, I feel fine. My chest, it feels fine.
And you look great.
It feels fine. I look great. Feeling good.
Hot.
Yeah. Hot to trot.
Let's grease up. Let's slit the tops off and wrestle.
Yeah.
So I know you're missing that with a Mac.
Yeah.
So we should have been on Hansard Heath today, starting a new month, of course. I realised.
Next week, I'll be more confident about it.
Yeah, well,
maybe next week, because I'll be able to
and
do it.
Have a think about anything you want to commit to this. I know it's a ridiculous time to make a manifesto, but I feel like I'm on a bit of a comeback trail after being buffeted by life in April and May. And I think you have it in May too, so let's reset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's look to the future.
Yeah.
Oh, you see this path here? I went running yesterday up the stretch of New River that connects Woodbury Wetlands to Finsbury Park, you know?
All right, yeah.
And the bit after Seven Sisters Road is closed.
Yeah.
Because they're redoing the path.
Oh, well. Ooh.
At long last. There'd be no... That's where I fell over. Do you remember me falling over in the mud? Yeah. And everyone's saying, is it dog poo? It's like, how much dog poo do you think there is in the world? It's like an acre of it. So anyway,
well, do you know what?
Those days are gone.
Do you know what? I saw that in Highgate Wood. I saw some dogs dropping the kids off at the beach. Owner totally unfazed by it.
Just
not
walking
bothered
away.
At all. Just walking along. Come on, mate. Respect.
I'm walking away from the poo my dog just did. I'm walking away.
So listen, good fun. Great. We'll do some PBs next week.
I was just going to say that, some brilliant ones. Congratulations to anyone who did one this weekend. We'll do them next week. It's about time. And we see these two paths. We're going to take one each.
Yeah.
Two paths diverged in the road.
I took the one less travelled by, and that made all the difference.
It has made.
Yeah, I took the one that took me home. Yeah.
Obviously, that one goes to your house. You'd be daft, wouldn't you? I'm going to go out there.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.